The People's Democratic Party holds that President Muhammadu Buhari, his Minister of Information, Alhaji Lai Mohammed, as well as the Minister of Justice and Attorney General Malami, are responsible for the stifling of free speech in Nigeria. And as such, they should no longer be accorded visas to the United States and other Western world where democracy is upheld as a way of living. Our party holds this position because in over 20 years, we have accepted democracy as a norm. Unfortunately, in the last 6 years of President Muhammadu Buhari, all the institutions of democracy are being destroyed. And we do not think that the United States, the United Kingdom, and other parts of the Western world should encourage President Muhammadu Buhari and his administration to continue to bastardize the democratic process.
Bakola, supporters of the administration are of the view that this call is an invitation to an interference by foreign powers in the internal affairs of Nigeria. They call it very unpatriotic. How do you respond to that?
It is totally incorrect and a misplaced view for anybody to call that an interference. We believe that the United States has a responsibility and a duty to encourage the institutionalization of democratic tenets, particularly in nations where they make developmental contributions and they are friends to. And as such, if they encourage democracy in Nigeria in particular, why should they not also be interested in ensuring that the country practices the tenets of democracy? So our demand as a party is not out of place. We didn't call for sanctions on Nigeria. We are saying that those who are destroying the foundation of democracy in our country should not be allowed to visit countries where democracy is being practiced. That's all.
Kola, some Nigerians are saying the PDP's call is just to score cheap political points because they said that Lai Mohammed, the information minister, has just announced that Twitter has approached or reached out to Nigeria for dialogue over the suspension. How do you respond to that?
The stance of the People's Democratic Party on our democratic culture goes beyond the banning of Twitter. Twitter can be unbanned. Suspensions can be lifted. But what we are saying as a political party, that's the main opposition political party in Nigeria, is that Mr. President is gradually killing the democratic institution that will engender free, fair, credible election. That Mr. President's attitude towards the electoral process is such that if allowed to persist, even the 2023 election is not guaranteed. We allow Mr. President and his party and their members and their leaders to continue to act ultra vires against the provisions of our law.
Bakola, the information minister is of the view that Twitter has been a platform of choice for separatists and will be disallowed from operating until it is duly registered, licensed, and operates within regulations in Nigeria. Why do you think this is unacceptable?
You must understand that the biggest challenge of the Buhari administration is that it is very poor on feedback mechanism. They do not have a connection with the ordinary Nigerians, and they do not know what the situation is. For us in the People's Democratic Party, we do not believe in secession, which is the campaign for which Lai Mohammed was making reference to. And as a political party that is responsive and responsible, who cannot support secession in Nigeria.